This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we've been talking about premillennialism, a false theory regarding Christ, His church, and His kingdom. Eventually, we'll be talking about the truth, what the Bible actually does say about these matters. But for the past several times, we've been setting forth the actual program of at least one kind of premillennialism. And we come now through 7 points or constituent elements of this premillennial program, and we now point out point 8 of the premillennial program, that is, of a particular kind of premillennialism. That 8th point is this: the kingdom is to be a material, earthly kingdom which lasts for a literal 1,000 years. I realize that I've talked about this in mentioning other matters, but it needs to be pointed out to be an essential separate point in the basic total premillennial program. This kingdom, which the premillennialists envision, is to begin at the revelation. It is that over which Christ is to rule during His glorious reign on earth for a literal 1,000 years when He is seated on the throne of David. Premillennialists hold that it is during this time that the Gentiles on earth will be converted. And, as we have previously indicated, it will be the time when, according to the premillennialists, national Israel, that is, fleshly Israel, the actual literal Jews, will become supreme over all the earth and will occupy the number one spot, militarily speaking, among nations. During the millennium, the saints, members of the church, will be in Jerusalem, Palestine, and will rule as co-rulers with Christ with a rod of iron. Also, during the 1,000 years, Satan is bound. He is to be imprisoned in the pit and to be sealed over. According to premillennialist view of Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, and Jude, verse 6. During the period of 1,000 years, premillennialists hold that no one on the earth will be subject to temptation. The saints who come with Christ are classified as follows. First, those who have suffered martyrdom during the beast's reign, and second, those who have refused to wear the mark and the name of the beast. Now then, we have set forth 8 basic elements in the program of premillennial doctrine. Now we come to part 2 of our series of studies, and that part is the truth about Christ and His kingdom, and I will set this forth in a basic argument. First of all, the basic argument stated. The basic argument here being used, number 1, to set forth the truth about Christ and His kingdom, and second, to refute the essential doctrine of premillennialism, is as follows. The first premise, number 1, if the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ all occurred in fulfillment of prophecy, then the doctrine of premillennialism is false, and Christ has been reigning as king since the first day of Pentecost following His resurrection from the dead, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. Number 2 of this basic argument, that is, the second premise. The death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, and the coronation of Christ all occurred in fulfillment of prophecy. The conclusion therefore follows, that is, the conclusion is assuredly therefore true, that premillennialism is false, and that Christ has been reigning as king since the first day of Pentecost following His resurrection from the dead. Now let's look at the argument and explain it just a bit. This argument is unquestionably valid. That means that if the premises are true, then the conclusion must also be true. There is no question at all but what this is a valid argument. This is the case because it is of a valid argument form. Thus, if the premises are true, the conclusion must be true. Since it is necessary, if premillennialism is true, for certain sub-doctrines to be true, even if one of these sub-doctrines can be shown to be false, then it will have been shown that premillennialism itself is false. But our time is gone for today. I am so glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of what the Bible actually teaches about this matter. Until then, may God be with you and keep you, is our prayer.